Good morning, everyone. We'll give it one more minute. All right, can everyone hear me okay? Thumbs up or a yes? And you can see my screen. All right, perfect. All right, so this is, I'm F-Pom. November's meeting fell right before Thanksgiving. December's fell right before Christmas, so that's why we're having it on a different day. We'll start off with introductions. We'll start off with NIMS. Who do we have from NIMS? Okay. Anyone from Fish and Wildlife Service? BPA? ODFW?
This is Ryan.
I think I heard Greg in there as well.
Jeremy Romer, Springfield.
All right. Moving on to core folks. Who do we have from the Valley?
Tom Pierce.
Hey Chris, this is Chad. I was on double mute there. Sorry about that.
Oh, no worries. Okay, anyone from PME? Anyone else from the Corps?
Chris Budai here. Thank you.
And hi, Chris. This is Stephen.
I always forget you guys for whatever reason. So I heard Steven, there was another person.
Hey Chris, it was Wertheimer.
Okay. Anyone else I may have missed?
Hey Chris, this is Melissa Giants. I snuck in for a while.
Okay. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Any agenda updates? Okay, we'll move on to the first action item. The first one was mine. There was a question in regards to scope and status of rebuild of the Dexter Fish Facility and when ODFW and NOAA would be brought into the process. I know that at least initially NIMS has been brought in, and I don't recall his name right off the top of my head, but also Dan Peck has also been brought in, at least initially, for some discussions in regards to the rebuild. In terms of status, all I know is we're pretty much taking it where we left off back in 2013, 2014, where the 90% plans and specs were shelved, and now those are being brought back to life. In terms of engagement, I was told that this would be a discussion at the Willamette Fish Facility Design Work Group, and that's the update I have. If there are any questions, I will try to answer them, but I might not be able to, and we'll have to get back. All right, next action item is also mine in regards to putting together a memorandum in regards to our current budget situation for FY22. Have not done that yet. In my mind, it's still a little early, still a little early in figuring out where we think we're at. We should know more in the next coming months. And that's all I have on the action items. Any questions or comments? All right.
Hey, Chris, this is Ryan with ODFW. On the first one regarding Dexter, I know you mentioned the fish facility design group. I didn't catch if you said there was a date planned for that meeting.
I don't have a date for that. I would imagine it'd be in the new year, of course. I guess not of course, but I'm assuming, since I think we already missed this month. But yeah, I do not know a date. I know that those had been regular meetings and lately have not been regular. So I don't know. Are you on that distribution list, Ryan?
I am not. And at least so for this project, if you could add me, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Any other questions in regards to action items?
This is Chris Buddy. Those meetings are usually the first Tuesday of every month. Fenton Con runs those Fiddewick meetings, or Wolf Dog meetings, I guess they call them, for Willamette. And they're 9:30 to 12. And Fenton just recently canceled the December meeting, and I think he canceled the January meeting because there wasn't a whole lot to talk about. But now with Dexter back on the schedule, he may reconsider that. So we'll circle back to Fenton and see if he wants to put the January meeting back on the schedule. There may not be a whole lot to report then, so possibly the first meeting would actually be in February, which would be, it looks like February 1st, just so you know when these meetings are over.
Thanks, Chris. All right. Moving on to updates, the North St. Anne, Marion Forks Hatchery. Greg?
All right, everything up at Marion Forks is going well. All the this last year's eggs have hatched and are being otolith marked so far without any major storms and everything. It's going along perfect. We just hired two brand new technicians. We had one employee that left and one that retired, so we're going to get a couple of new employees, one the end of this month and one the start of January. Everything's going well. Just waiting for some snow. Hopefully going to get some today. Everything down at Minto's going well. Collections kind of slowed down. A few coho still trickling in. We're just kind of going over a few of the safety environmental things from the site visit in September. Very, very short list for us down here at Minto, as we expected. I still haven't seen the reports for Marion Forks yet, but anyways, that's about what we got here.
Hey, Greg, it's Bob Wertheimer. Just for your awareness, I plan to go over the ERGO findings for Marion Forks. We meet next Monday the 13th at 11, so I figured that was the time we talk about that. Over.
Perfect.
Thanks, Greg.
No coho questions?
Well, I mean, what we talked about it last time, it's fascinating, and it's a really interesting story. Thank you for the update. No, it sounds like they're tapering down and winding down.
Yeah, total collections 510, which is, I guess, a recent record for us on, you know, kind of a new phenomenon of coho. But yeah, we're sitting at 510. We're about half of what Bennett saw. They're a little over 1,000. So,
in terms of distribution, we get a bimodal distribution on the main stem Columbia, where we've got a kind of the early and then the late run. Not to go too far into it, but did you see any of that type of early versus late? Over.
A little bit. We had some, you know, the last couple of weeks that have, you know, coming in ripe We sorted 10 yesterday, and I had two females that were still rock hard. So I guess there will be a little, you know, distribution between the two.
Hey, thanks for the update, Greg. Over.
Any specific maintenance items to speak of, anyone?
I made an inquiry to Todd, just looking at the pump maintenance, but I think we got that covered.
Okay. Any questions for Greg? Or Todd? Moving on to the Selsenium hatchery, Brett.
Here at the hatchery, things are going well. Last pathology check, juveniles all got a clean bill of health. They're certainly on track to make size goals at release, and they're just looking really good. Other than that, that's been keeping us pretty busy. All the ponds are full and kind of on the grow-out feed schedule, so we're just doing a lot of feeding. Rest of the time here at the hatchery, we've been spending a lot of time just with the typical fall leaf removal, and then we're getting the hatch house ready for summer steelhead eggs. And we've had our first summer steelhead spawn on the 1st of December. About 30% of the population was ripe, so part of me wish we would have gone in a little sooner, but the fact that it was really difficult to get sperm out of the males made us glad that we waited till we did. But anyway, looking at the numbers, it looks like I'm going to be about 35% short on allocations initially. So we'll see how that kind of shakes out once we get some firm numbers on fecundity and the shock losses as these things start coming off. And then, you know, at Foster, the trapping obviously has just slowed down to nothing. I think we have one steelhead a week ago. But other than that, we're just getting a few juveniles in the trap, going back up the ladder. And then as far as maintenance goes, we've been just kind of started the process of working with the Foster maintenance staff. Nate Jones, the supervisor over there, we're establishing our kind of annual list of maintenance items that need to be completed during our annual shutdown, which is coming up here in January, should we get the spawning completed by then. And then we kind of work with Nate a little bit too. He's going to kind of try to elevate it with you guys, but we're trying to look at trying to find a solution to the treatment situation over there where basically all the valves are having to be operated manually right now, and the existing system is not working. So it should be a push and play type system, and it's not. So that's causing some issues, especially, you know, like we're noticing after this year. I think if we could have had the ability to treat more often, you know, we probably could have saved a few fish. So that's about it.
Any questions or comments for Brett?
Hey, this is Todd. Really quick, the only other item that we're kind of looking into right now is the hopper, kind of the hopper crane support structure looks to be a little bit loose. So we're going to have some people from Portland coming down, trying to determine why and see if we can tighten it back up and get the structure relatively square again. But that's kind of the only other major thing going on there.
Okay.
The turnbuckles are kind of loose on that structure, so when the hopper's moved around, it shakes it pretty well.
Okay.
I don't know if that's something new or not, but either way, we want to get it tightened up.
Yeah, we haven't, unfortunately, haven't had enough unmarked fish available to use the big truck to outplant. So, you know, I think we only use that. The only reason why we had enough this year is because we held them for a little while. But yeah, I think we only used it like once this year. So it hasn't been, we haven't been kind of keeping tabs on that. I know Nick said another big one was the crowding channel crowder. They're going to try to pick that up and get that off this year and replace the rollers on it. They've worn down, well, you know, grooves, the rails have worn grooves in those rollers. And so it's sitting a little lower and it's hanging up. And it's getting hard to push to get it unstuck. So hopefully they can get to that one too.
Anything else? All right, moving on to the McKenzie. I don't know if Colby's on or Ryan, you're going to do the update.
Hey, Chris. Colby is not on this morning, so I can cover McKenzie and Liebert both pretty quick. All of the Broodyear 20 smolts are at Liebert Hatchery. We'll start to transfer those back later this month for the January, February, March releases. They're doing pretty good. I think Colby reported at the last meeting some over summer fish health issues that we had, but at this point they look pretty good. The Broodyear 21 eggs/embryos are at McKenzie, and incubation is going okay there. I think also Colby reported at the last meeting that there was some mortality in the trays, likely due to sediment, and so we were kind of still picking and cleaning and dealing with that. We don't have a great handle on what that loss number will be. We'll have a better idea here in a month or so when we bond those, but not great incubation conditions at McKenzie. That is all I have for the McKenzie.
All right. Only thing I have to add is at our McKenzie Hatchery Water Supply Work Group, UWEB did a presentation about where they think they're headed in regards to the Liebert Canal and Liebert Dam. And I have posted that presentation to the web. I was going to email it, but it was 9 megabytes. So it's posted to the web if folks want to take a look at what their plans are. Any questions so far? All right, Cougar Fish Facility.
Yeah, not a whole lot to report on Cougar. Facility is winterized, with the exception of the gravity supply. Got that going to support the late mortality studies with the screw traps up there, so keeping water flowing. So, yeah, that's all I have for Cougar. I'm not really aware of any outstanding maintenance issues at the time. Todd might know other stuff, but that's all I really have for Cougar.
All right, sounds like we can move on to the Mill Fork Willamette Hatchery. Ryan.
So this is Dan Willamette.
Oh, hey, Dan.
Hey there. So everything at the hatcheries on schedule. The smolts that we have on hand are doing okay. All of our eggs have hatched, and we are at the tail end of otoliths marking on them. We are, of course, over a million short on production of eggs, so it's going to be a pretty light year, but we've already worked with the district figuring out what our best bang is as far as releases go this year out of Dexter. We're still dealing with some chronic loss from the warm temperatures at Dexter this summer, but it looks like it's starting to tail off a little bit now. Hopefully with this weather coming in, that the reservoir temperatures will drop here in the next couple weeks and get some cooler temps down there. But other than that, we're just doing some maintenance stuff around the facility and staying busy.
Questions for Dan? So, Dan, was that mostly due to just pre-spawn mortality or other factors?
Yeah, mostly pre-spawn mortality and just low fecundity.
Off the cuff, do you have an estimate as to what that level was, at least maybe in the pond?
We had about 60% almost 60% pre-spawn mortality overall, and about 72% of the pre-spawn mortality was females.
In terms of other factors, Chris, we'd probably weigh in, want to weigh in as well on just the run size. So in a larger normal run year, you know, Dan would have either been able to collect more brood or collect better quality fish for brood.
Thanks, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan and Dan, this is Bob. Did that also, that adult holding pond there, did, I'm sure that probably influenced the high rate of PSM, over?
Yeah, for sure it has, since it was put in the 80s, so it's very much needed of an upgrade. You know, when your water level is only 12 inches at the top end and 2 feet, 2.5 feet at the bottom end of that pond, and you're running mid 60 degree water temperatures, it's not the best for holding adults in.
Yeah, no, thank you for that clarification, guys. I just want to make sure, I know some of us are tracking it, but I want to make sure the broader group understands, you know, warmer temperatures, poor holding conditions, there's need for remediation and a fix there. Over.
Any other questions or comments for Dan? All right, Fall Creek Fish Facility.
Yeah, not a lot to report there either. Facility shut down for the winter. I spoke with Doug earlier, and he mentioned that the maintenance crews have some sensors and level sensors and water temperature sensors and stuff that has failed. So I think that's about the only maintenance that I'm aware of that will get repaired here soon. Over.
Yeah, and then related to that, finalizing fixing one of those fish horns.
All right, questions? Okay, moving on. I don't have a research update for you guys except for what was mentioned in regards to looking forward when the next fish facility design work group meeting may or may not be. So, Ryan, I'll get you added to that list. I don't think we have anyone for water management on, do we? All right, so no water quality or flow update. Anyone from BPA, Colin? Okay, moving on to HGMP biop terms and conditions. First items include fish counts. Bob, do you want to kick this off?
Do we want to start at Leeburg or Lebanon?
Doesn't matter, I don't think.
Let's go with Leeburg. So we're working with EWEB as well as ODF&W. We've got an informal agreement in place, and speaking with Andrew Janis, there's a need to make kind of a more formal agreement in MOA. EWEB in their FERC license aren't required to count fish at Leeburg. The count infrastructure there is aging. The equipment we have in place, the software especially, is using FishSix software. They went with a newer version. We had multiple issues with counting fish there, the video review process there. So EWEB is going back to the prior version of FishSix 2.6.3, bringing in Jeff Fryer to try and patch the system as best they can. We kind of need to get a more formalized agreement for, I don't know, if you look at that presentation they put on, that Chris put online, I mean, really there's going to be work going on there in terms of whether, whatever alternative they go with for the foreseeable future. And so we need better count infrastructure or software in place so we can better enumerate fish going both to left bank and right bank. Of course, the sorter, when the sorter is operating well, this really helps because then we get that physical accurate count of both HORs and NORs that we're pulling out. So bottom line is We're working with EWEB. It's December. We don't have that much time. We need to get in there, get the software working better, so we can do a better job of counting this coming season. I'll take any questions on Libra before we move on to Lebanon. Over.
Hey, Bob, I have a clarifying question for you.
Joe?
So, did you say that their buy-off does not require them to count? This is just something that we want to do there, right?
Well, yeah, we're being directed by the terms and conditions of our buy-off for this section. Yes, Nathan, over.
All right, thank you.
And this is a relatively new, we've been working this process. I mean, it's for a year into it, and sometimes we're a slow, but we've been working this process, and that's why working with EWEB, there's the need for a more formal MOA, so roles and responsibilities are better defined. I think everybody's tracking our O&M budget is really tight, and so we have to make sure everything we do is directed and justified. Thanks. As we move down to Lebanon, our prioritization of Lebanon has been taken over by the injunction. So I think everybody was tracking. We were working on two different alternatives for installing Vaki counters in the north and south ladders at Lebanon. There was an in-ladder alternative as well as an above-ladder alternative that required some additional design and construction. The point we're at is both of these alternatives required some hydraulic modeling so we could best shape the flows to not negatively affect fish passage within the ladder. With the injunction has prioritized pit tag detection at Lebanon. We've got specific timelines we need to meet. And so the issue is with pit tag detection, which was there previously, literally at weir number 8 in the notch in which the in-ladder alternative places the Vaki, we need to get the design and placement of pit tag detection figured out before we can go in with our Vaki counters. The issue you see is with pit detection, metal and other equipment can interfere with the ability to detect. So we need to know the setbacks. And so we need to see the design for pit tag detection before we can design fish count collection systems. Kind of bungled that. Are there any questions with that brief on Lebanon? Over.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Moving on down the list, 5.6 reducing PHAS in the McKenzie River is in the terms and conditions. We discussed this at our McKenzie Hatchery Water Supply task group, I believe, last week. Jason Romer and Jeff Ziller provided a summary for the year and recommended operations for this upcoming year. That is also posted to the web. If you have any questions or comments, send them to both Jason and Jeff. Next item is in regards to the pedigree work. I don't have a specific update for that. If there are specific questions, let me know and I can try to hunt some folks down that may have the answers. So moving on to Willamette Valley production contracts, the first contract being for Willamette hatcheries, specifically spring Chinook salmon. I guess where I am with that, I'm currently working on a modification to the contract, primarily related to green Peter outplanting, which is a result of the court injunction. So ODFW can expect seeing that come their way. I'm also working on prepping for awarding the next option years, or the option year, which needs to be awarded by February 28th. So I'm working that as well. Any questions on that contract? All right, trout production. So the last contract that was awarded was for 2023 deliveries. awarded to ODFW. All options were awarded except for one, which was for approximately 30,000 pounds of trout. The next set of options is set to be awarded next year before the end of fiscal year. So that's a ways out, but there's some work to be done on my part for that contract. Questions or comments on that? All right, moving on to coordination forms. Ongoing is the Cougar foul work that's going to occur in 2023. Leaving it on there so we don't forget about it when that time comes, although it's a little ways out. We've talked about that at several meetings. The new memorandum that was sent out was in regards to a minimum flow deviation from the biop that occurred at Hills Creek. This occurred while going from RO flow, or actually generation flow, to RO flow, where we dip below minimum flows. And that specific operation is also a result of the court injunction where we're spilling at night for fish. Any questions on that? All right, moving on to task group / PDT updates. The first being the Willamette Valley Operational Fish Passage Majors PDT. Chris, if you're still on, did you want to give an update or did you want me to go through the list as to what we're doing currently?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. So a number of operations for downstream fish passage are being implemented currently. We're currently doing an RO operation for fish passage at Detroit. We're also doing a RO spill operation at Cougar Dam for downstream fish passage. We're currently implementing a Foster spill operation for downstream fish passage. And as mentioned earlier, again, another RO spill operation for downstream fish passage. And then last, we continue with keeping Fall Creek drawn down for downstream fish passage. Any questions on those that I could try to answer?
Yeah, Chris, this is Jeremy Romer with ODFW. This year we won't have any fish available for, you know, because of low production numbers for evaluation of the interim measures. But if we did want to do that in Cougar Reservoir, there's a possibility that we could run a screw trap upstream of the reservoir and collect fry that could be moved to Smith Farm and held until they were big enough to fit tag, and then use those for evaluation of the interim measures at Cougar, if anybody was interested in doing that.
Yeah, I can't really speak to that. I know that Dave Trachtenberg has been coordinating efforts, at least with screw traps. Other than that, I know that we've tried to coordinate and requested fish, or we'll be requesting fish for future efforts, but I'm not really sure where that's going to land. So that's
Chris,
that's,
I can speak to that a moment.
Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Jeremy. So just regarding status of Harmony related to the injunction measures, there's several things going on. There are things that you can read about that have been essentially agreed upon. Those are in the final orders that are posted on the web. So that's one subset of things that's out there. But what's also happening is the expert panel is working on the overall Harmony plan. And we're continuing to work that. I think the deadline on that one is the end of January. So depending on what ultimately ends up in that document, that will drive, you know, the Harmony that gets done. We're aware and thinking about the needs of juvenile fish, because a lot of the RMNE, as you point out, Jeremy, includes, you know, groups of fish like that, both from the surrogate program and potentially just hatchery juveniles as well. So it's not finalized. It's still being worked. And once it's finalized, we'll make sure we, and if it includes things like that, then we'll make sure that we do our best to try to get those fish. Is that timeline work with what you know about fish being moved over to that site end of January or not?
I mean, they're coming out of the gravel here real soon and headed down towards the reservoir, and we got to get them between point A and point B. So the best case scenario is we would get the screw trap in there right away. And they definitely drop off, you know, by June. So that's kind of the time, I guess.
I think we're on track to get screw traps up to the site by mid-spring. There's a number of things going on with screw traps. We're running into some supply chain things and a few other stuff, but we're working like crazy to make sure we have enough of them available to cover all the sites that ultimately get identified in the plan.
All right, well, just let us know if you need a hand. There is a possibility that we may have, you know, a screw trap laying around, or if you just need bodies, whatever you need, just let us know.
Yeah, thanks. I'll coordinate with you on the side a little bit.
Perfect.
Thanks, Greg.
Yep.
Any other questions or comments on that? All right, the remaining PDTs are hatchery related, still don't have funding, although it sounds like we did get a PM assigned to a McKinsey Hatchery Water Supply PDT, so we'll see where that goes. Last, the fish operations plan, I sent out an email, I think Monday, for the annual call for change forms, which are due February 15th. So I figure we can discuss those at the February FPOM meeting or another meeting if needed. Questions on that? All right. Well, that's... Yeah, go ahead.
When are those change forms due again? What was the due date for the change forms?
February 15th.
Thank you very much.
Anything else anyone wants to talk about? All right. I guess we'll chat in January. Have a happy holidays. Thank you.